This is Chris and Kira on 2FM.
Yes, indeed. Oh, I tell you, there we go. It's a little bit of Milky Chance with Down by the River here on 2FM. You know what, Kira? A man who I'd say has taken a few ladies down by the river is on the phone with us. Friend of the show, of course, the Galway player. Let's give him a big round of applause. Let's say hello, Kira. I notice you're not applauding, but hey, you know what? I am going to continue to do so in my own little protest. Galway player, hi.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Good, Kira, good.
How are you? I really missed you last week.
Did you?
No.
You know, well, you know what? These two, I don't know, Galway player. I need to say you might have. You and Brian don't really seem to get on.
Yeah, what a bell end. Yeah. Where did you get that letter?
Well, look.
Seriously.
Oh, well, look.
Well, I won't hear bad words about Brian M. Lloyd.
No.
Well, listen up and you'll hear quite a few.
All right, well, there you go. You see, so, Galway player, you know what? I know you said you didn't miss Kira, but I would nearly say that you probably half did, because I tell you, you know, Kira goes away and someone I'd say nearly more argumentative was on, and it was Brian M. Lloyd. So
yeah, I kept playing with his horn the whole way through it. At least you don't do that, Kira.
No, that's true. Kira's able to restrain herself. And, you know, it's at least Kira can be a little bit more refined than that. But, of course, look, on the phone with us is the Galway player. Let me tell you who he is. The Galway player is, in the words of many, mine included, he is Ireland's top male dating expert. He comes on every week. He gives the men of Ireland advice on how they can be players, ladies' men, just like he is. And you know what? It's interesting because you can find him online. His, of course, website is thegalwayplayer.com, thegalwayplayer.com. His Twitter is at Galway Player, simple as that. And of course, as well as that, he now has a book, which is very exciting. A book which I hold a copy of in my hands right now. Kira, it still, I think, feels like the world is ending. But yes, indeed, there is a book. And it is called Shift and Drift, The Galway Player's Guide to Dating in Ireland. And I tell you, it's very interesting, Kira. Galway player, the book is officially out, isn't it?
Yes, it's in Easons and it's nationally.
Yes.
And now it's going to be on Kenny's bookshop, kenny's.ie, tomorrow. So everyone in the world is able to buy my book. Imagine.
It might be a New York Times bestseller, you know?
There's a lot of talk of it, yeah. Yeah, no, it's said to be the greatest ever book.
Yes.
By an anonymous Galway dating expert.
Wow,
so,
really?
Oh, really?
Well, that's a pretty, you know, high praise. You know, James Joyce used to hang around Galway, didn't he? I don't even think he penned anything as profound as this while he used to live in Galway. I really don't.
Some of it is pretty deep. I mean, you know, the feedback I've been getting has been remarkable, changed a lot of lives already. And it's nice to be able to touch people in a new kind of a way. You know,
we've created a monster here.
No, I see. I tell you, can I ask something as well, Galway player? The copy I hold in my hand, is this the finished copy that's going to be going out to everybody?
That's what's on sale. Obviously, I have a special note to yourselves, thanking you for all your hard work and help.
Where is that?
Oh, did I not? Oh, no, it must have been to one of the media outlets I actually like.
This is it, because I was actually going to ask if this is a mistake, because the foreword says, this book would not have been possible without the support of my amazing family, a great bunch of friends, and a certain lady who inspired me more than she'll ever realize. And I notice that we're not there, Kira. I notice we're not here.
Do you know what?
Being part of what made this possible.
If the Galway player,
I'm wondering where it is.
Is going to have a dumbass book.
I tell you.
Our show should get a bloody plug.
I don't see it on this page or on this. I don't see it anywhere.
Well, have a look at the back cover there, buddy.
Yeah, look at the back
Kira
cover.
In particular.
We're quoted.
Church. Yeah, I see a quote from me.
Yeah.
I also see a quote from a guy called Mark on Twitter. So, you know, I guess they were in great company back there, yeah. Suppose, Kira, you do get a mention as well, which is nice. Yeah, I guess. Well, it's a pity that this went to press without being proofread, I guess, for that glaring error. But, I mean, there's nothing we can do about that, I suppose. Is there, Kira?
No.
Not at this point.
Actually, now that I have the national airways, I'd just like to point out that you are actually that lady.
Kira, you are the lady that made it all possible.
And you're the only girl I've said that to, honestly.
Yeah, I'd say so, absolutely. Well, look, let me tell you something. I want to get advice from the Galway player, because the Galway player, he comes on every week, he gives the men of Ireland advice on how they can be players. But ladies, I tell you, this is a wasted experience for nobody. Nobody walks away from this empty-handed, because you can listen to the things the Galway player is saying to the opposing team, so to speak. You can be in the other team's dressing room and you can hear all of the tips and tricks that are going on. And then let me tell you something, you'll be one step ahead of the game as well. So this is a wasted experience for no one. Galway player, what are we going to learn from you this week?
Okay, well, first of all, Chris, can I just give you a quick update on what we were talking about last week? I think I just want to bring this to your attention. It's pretty interesting.
Sure.
This evening, I was asked to meet a lady who was running a makeup demonstration. She's a big fan. She wanted me to sign a book, no problem. So I went over, and she had heard me on the show last week. And I get this a lot. She said that every single thing I said she agreed with. She hated to admit it, but she agreed with it.
Okay.
So while we were there, she asked me, would I be interested in trying on some makeup? Because I had indicated towards the end of last week's segment that I may. So I...
Oh, no, Kira, to be fair, don't act crazy. Or don't act with such revulsion. Or not revulsion, but don't act with such surprise. Because what happened was, Guy Player, we were actually talking about how men can look better with makeup on. And why shouldn't men be allowed to wear makeup? Well, believe it or not, it was a very progressive discussion.
Okay.
Kira. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she asked me if I'd like to try on some of the makeup.
Oh, and you did.
Being the innovator, I did.
Yeah.
I actually sat there in front of a group of about 30 women. She applied the makeup. She said, oh, my God, he looks even better than he already did. Then I went to another event in town, and not one person noticed that I was wearing makeup, but I got, as usual, a lot of comments on how well I looked and how good my skin looked. So I wore makeup to a public event this evening, and nobody knew I was wearing it, but a number commented that I was looking even better than you.
I don't know about that.
There you go.
Not trying to be funny, that's just genuine. So, as I say, every week I go on, I am the expert because I am living the truth. I am riding and sliding and doing it as I call it. And tonight, I wore makeup in public and nobody knew I was wearing it. And I did look slightly better, I have to say.
Sure. Because you see, with makeup, what people don't realise is, and you know, believe me, this is a whole new world for me. So, Kira, you'll have to humour Galway Player and I for a minute, because as men, we're not familiar with this stuff.
No, I'm sitting here rolling my eyes listening to the two.
No,
of you, but anyway,
do you know there's a thing in makeup, right, called contouring?
Yes, Chris.
Which basically, like, gives you better bone structure.
Yes, Chris.
That's amazing! Wow! Like, Jesus, sign me up.
Kim Kardashian, Chris.
She contours.
Contours the F out of herself.
Yeah, because she makes it look like she has higher cheekbones and that, like, a more defined jaw and everything. I tell you, man, give me some feckin' contouring.
Chris, please don't come in wearing blusher.
I want a makeup artist, like, you know, to touch me up every time I go outside.
You
know, that touches me up. Yeah.
I had a gorgeous girl, like, 6 inches from my face, doing me up, making me look class. Like, I'll admit, you know, I was up late last night, I was banging, oh, Chris, you want to see the spurt I did last night? Unbelievable.
Oh, wow.
So I was a bit tired looking, a couple of bags under the eyes, whatever. And, like, you know, it is amazing. As I said, if it's properly applied, people can look better, can feel more confident, but unfortunately, women have taken it to the extreme, made balls of it, and have given makeup a bad name.
Right.
But
anyway,
we'll move on to tonight's subject.
Sure.
Okay, so I'm sure you may have heard of this, that Tinder are going in next year to offer a premium service.
Yeah, I heard that.
Oh, right? I hadn't heard that, right.
Mm. Yeah, so they're going to be offering a paid service, a premium service. So, as Ireland's top dating expert, thankfully I have been in the early stages of consultation with Tinder. So I have a few suggestions how Tinder can make their excellent product even better. So if you're paying for it, it needs to be better than it is. So I have a few suggestions, Chris and Kira, that I'm going to throw out there that I hope Tinder take on board, and it will make it an absolutely unbelievable service. Everyone will sign up, everyone will pay for it if they take all of these on board.
But to be fair, Guy Player, you would be the man to ask. I mean, you would be the consultant to bring in on this, in fairness, if anybody is.
You would be amazed at the level, at the profile of people that find my number and that ring me and say, listen, I have a problem. Like, top businessmen in Ireland would be ringing me saying, listen, I have a problem. Genuine, this is 100% hand in hand.
I hear you.
And
pimping,
like,
ain't easy, you know?
What is it? And they say, Tinder, apparently you're the man to talk to. And I say, okay, buddy, listen to me. This is how it is.
Well, look,
you're just so delusional.
Kira, is giving advice.
Christian, are you not a little bit worried here? Like, are you not... The guy is actually so delusional. He's believing his own shit.
No,
Kira,
people...
I have a book. Of course I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, exactly. He has a book he didn't thank us in the foreword of, Kira. He knows exactly what he's talking about. So, Galway Player, go ahead.
Okay. The first thing what needs to happen is everyone that goes on it, when they register, needs to be rated out of 10, okay? You need to know what level you're at.
So you're saying you need an independent body rating people?
Yes.
Yes!
We need to create a panel.
There needs to be a little bit of transparency here.
Oh,
yeah,
of course.
Most definitely.
Yeah, an individual like Stokes Kennedy Crowley. We need an independent
adjudicator. Yeah, we do. Absolutely, yeah.
That going forward, the only pictures you can see are one rating above you and one rating below you. So say you're a 7, you'd only see 8s or 6s. There's no point in a 5 seeing a 9 or a 10. Okay?
I agree. That's actually, it's very callous, but it's actually true.
Yeah. So what's the point?
That's so shallow.
Like, this happens to me all the time. Someone would take your phone, they'd be messing with it, and they'd accidentally like an absolute monster. And then you're going, what the hell happened here? I got a match with this mutt.
Yeah.
So it's unnecessary. Like, she's getting her hopes up. I am feeling sick in my back of my throat. It's not good for anyone. So this is what we need to do. We need to lock this down so that you can only go one up or one down, because in every relationship we know there's a reacher and someone dropping their levels.
Exactly. You know what? It's callous to say, but it's also true. You know, I can't argue with that. There does need to be an independent, like KPMG style, independent body rating the people that are going up there, and then ensuring that there's no mixing of, you know, classes.
See,
yeah, of course.
See,
yeah.
Because like on other dating sites, and I'm on 24, I get messages from unbelievable swamp donkeys. The audacity of them.
The nerve of those women.
The cheek.
Well, no, like in fairness, they obviously think they stand a chance with you. So.
Actually, this is women are crazy. Bitches be tripping, Kira. Bitches, I suppose.
That's some good scientific research right there. Bitches be tripping, women are crazy.
Look at all the go to One Direction concerts, think they have a chance with them. Look at all the George Clooney. Or look at all the women obsessed with the likes of Roger Federer.
No, it's true, you know.
Moving swiftly along. The new Twitter should have an alert system when a hot bird joins in your local area. So it should send you an email.
Sure.
Say, hot girl just checked in. So she's like a 7 or
no,
above.
No, I hear you. It should be like one of those, not in the same level, obviously. But you know the way now Twitter and Facebook integrate all those, like, child rescue alerts?
Okay.
I feel it should be of the same importance as those, you know?
Definitely. Yeah. No, it's a very good thing. And speaking of children, there should be absolutely no profile pictures of just children. Now, this does happen a lot. Listen, I have no problem with single mothers.
What? Really?
No, I'm trying to feign ignorance here. I'm not on Twitter. I'm not on Tinder. So people put up pictures of the kids?
Just their kids.
Why?
Just their kids. See, what happens with Tinder is when you sign up for it, it takes your profile pictures from Facebook.
Oh, of course. Okay.
So if this is your profile picture.
Yes.
I have no problem. I've dated some amazing women that have been single mothers, right? I want to get to know the girl first. I don't want to be looking at her kids. I'm not Gary Glitter or Jimmy Savile.
No, that's fair.
To see the girl for who she is, first off.
No, I can't argue with you there, in fairness.
So, you know, we need to take that for everyone's point of view.
Sure.
For everyone's point, no one wants to be looking at that.
No,
kind of
I
stuff.
Hear you. No, I hear you. That's a good point.
Speaking of the pictures on Tinder, the new improved version that I want, there can only be one group photo in your collection of pictures. It's a dating app, not a game of Where's Wally. Okay? I don't want to be going through the pictures trying to figure out which one she is. I want to be seen, would I or would I not?
I'd agree. Look, I mean, I can argue with that one. Yeah, because sometimes I'd use my friend's phone just for fun, male and female friends. You'd go on Tinder for the fun of it and you'd like people for them or whatever. And then you're like, sometimes the pictures have like 5 people in them. Mm-hmm. Like, what the hell is that? Yeah, no,
so,
I hear you.
You know, obviously, ugly ones are using that and they'll be in the same picture with 2 or 3 and you're flicking on it because
you're hoping
it
might
it's
be one
the
of the
ones. One.
Exactly.
Yeah,
hear you there, Galway player.
We should also have, it has to get high tech here, an Are You Sure feature. So it's like cookies. You know how they can track what you look at on a website and they can direct you to things that you may or may not be interested in?
Sure.
So cookies should be like, you know, I'll always go for attractive blondes, say 23, 25. You know, I'd have a type, say a profile that I generally go for. So if I'm going outside my general type, they should be going, hang on, buddy, are you sure about this?
Yeah, exactly. They should be like the equivalent of a man kind of putting his hand on your shoulder and going, no, hold
but
on
if
now.
If there is an app like that or a notification like that, then you'll never know. Like, you know, you have a type, but maybe your type is completely wrong for you. And then you'll never know if you cross yourself off from all these guys and all these girls.
Guy player, you're not really interested in branching out, are you?
No. Well, look, if they're good looking enough, they will get a shot at the title. I mean, I'm in equal opportunities, please. But at the end of the day, there's a lot of mismatches and, you know, wrong couples because of mistakes like this. And, you know, there's some fellas out there, and I'm not going to be smart. There are some guys out there and women that are so desperate that any bit of attention from the opposite sex they will cling to and they will jump upon, so they will be in unfulfilling, unsatisfying relationships just because of an errant swipe on Twitter. So what I'm trying to do is make
on
people
Tinder.
Happy. I'm thinking of the ugly people here.
That's
know?
Good of you. No, absolutely. It's very noble of you.
Another group that I'm thinking about and, you know, trying to help out is philanderers and cheats. Social media has made cheating extremely difficult.
Philanderers.
You know, with tagging and cheat and checking in, you know, it is harder and harder to cheat. Now, like, guys, if you want to be cheating, set up an account like the Galway Player where you can avoid being in photographs all the time. It is genius for being out with two or three different, dating two or three different women at the same time.
I'd say so, yeah.
What I would suggest is that if somebody is linked, is a Facebook friend of yours, they will not appear on your timeline for Twitter. So it's just safer in that element. So you can see how many friends you have in common with someone because it is linked through Facebook.
Sure.
The technology is surely there to block anyone who may know you. So this just makes it a bit easier. You know, if you have a girlfriend and you want to experiment.
Yeah, right, of course. There should be a way of kind of proofing it against all that kind of awkward stuff like your other, you know, partners and things like that.
See, like, as I said before, like, girlfriends are such cock blocks.
Aren't they?
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Ridiculous.
So, yeah, so basically that's a few of the suggestions. I'm sure people out there, you know, have more suggestions, more things that would help with Tinder. It's an amazing app.
Yes.
Like a Friday evening, you go into town, you have a pint, you set it on like 4km and see what's around. Like, it is unbelievable. It has revolutionized dating. They say that it's probably the most important thing to happen dating alongside my book ever.
I think, you know, I believe it was Time that actually gave that quote recently on their website.
Right.
Yeah, it was. It was Time magazine that said that. You know, Galway Player, you're a polarizing figure. You can be controversial, but I don't think anyone who adheres to logic and sense can disagree with what you're saying tonight. I mean, I really don't.
What I cannot get my head around is the amount of time and scheming put into thinking about what Tinder should do for their premium
pimping
business.
Pimping ain't easy. Seriously. Pimping is not an easy occupation, Galway.
I don't know, here's like a crazy suggestion.
Sure.
Maybe if the Galway Player dropped all the shit, okay, dropped all the games, dropped all the psychological warfare and actually went out, he might go and meet a girl that might be able to put up with them.
Kira, that's nonsense.
What are you smoking, Kira?
Yeah, Kira, that is insanity. Kira, I think you need to sit down, and I think we need to call this to halt so Kira can get a glass of water and stop thinking like that. Look, I tell you what, I cannot argue with anything you said tonight, Galway Player. It makes an awful, awful lot of sense. It really does. I mean, it's logical, especially the things about the ratings and everything. You can't argue with that. So look, everybody, you know what you should do? There's a few things you should do. If you like this, maybe you'd like to subscribe to the Galway Player's newsletter. Well, let me tell you, you can do one better than that because he has a book is called Shift and Drift, The Galway Player's Guide to Dating in Ireland. Shift and Drift, The Galway Player's Guide to Dating in Ireland. It's
Having such a good year, Chris.
Okay.
I was having such a good year.
Yes.
I was beginning, my faith in humanity was being restored little by little as the months have gone on, you know?
Yes.
And because I was so, so pessimistic.
Yes.
And, you know, I've become
very cynical.
Very cynical. Yeah. And I've got more optimistic.
Sure.
And I've kind of fallen in love with the life again.
Yeah.
I'm really happy.
Sure.
I like people again.
Sure.
And then the Galway Player gets a book deal.
Well, Kira, it's this generation's Mein Kampf, maybe. You know, maybe that's what's
it's
going
no
on.
No justice in
Well,
the world.
Shift and Drift, The Galway Player's Guide to Dating in Ireland is the name of that book. Also, online, you can find him, thegalwayplayer.com, thegalwayplayer.com. And, of course, as well as that, he is on Twitter, @GalwayPlayer, simply @GalwayPlayer. Go online, give him a follow. Galway Player, thank you for joining us this evening.
Pleasure as always, Chris.
Tell you what, on the way for you, some Labyrinth with Let It Be, but first a little bit of Becky G, Shower, here on 2FM. Oh, yes.
This is Chris and Kira on 2FM.